in a few short sentences, give a relay of what, give a recap of yourself
A recap of myself.
from the last episode.
My name's Ben. I was born in 1997. Man, where did we even leave off in the last episode?
Short sentences. You want me to give you an
You're right,
example? I'll
yeah.
give you an example. All right.
One word at a
So I'll go
time.
first. Twitch streams, new dog, scam $3,000.
Ooh.
What does it mean to contribute to society?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay. I see. I
your
see.
turn, your turn. Yeah.
New job.
Come on. You gotta make yourself sound
You're
interesting
right.
on this.
Oh, okay.
At least get like, wait till you hear the $3,000 story. It's
Yeah,
gonna
you
sound,
said that, and I was actually very
see?
interested already.
It's called a hook.
Yeah.
But it's not gonna be all
Okay.
that. Just kidding. Stay tuned.
Okay. New job. New cars. Selling things. Big money.
See? That was good. You said new jobs, new cars, like you're a
New living
rapper.
situation? Question mark?
Oh.
Big investments? Question mark? Hold on? Question mark? Not an apartment? Question mark? Okay, all right, I'm good. Ahead of myself.
Oh,
Ahead of
wow. And
myself.
that's how you do a hook right
We might
there.
not even get into that this episode.
Yeah, that's how
Yeah.
you do a hook though. See, now the listener
And the viewer.
and the viewer, they're engaged now. Now they're like, you know, spinning the
They're
knob and the
leaving comments. $3,000.
Thanks for all the comments, by the way. We're really busting them.
Yeah, we respond to everyone.
Yeah, literally, we have. We respond.
100% hit rate.
We have, no joke, responded to every single comment that has been sent our way on Instagram at did.productions and on YouTube.
Yeah. Feel free to follow us at our personal pages at Tartac.
At Metro
There you
FPS.
go.
Boom, that was four plugs in 4 seconds.
Ooh. Business. We're talking business.
Let's get right into the business.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you got? $3,000?
$3,000. Let's start with that.
Wow.
The school was giving out $3,000 grants.
That's right.
All you had to do was apply. I got the last one a semester ago, so I was like, you know
Yeah.
what? I've been through this. And I applied. And I didn't get it. Did I
You
get?
for real?
I'm dead serious.
Why?
And they said I didn't meet the requirements.
What are the requirements? Go to school?
Well, at first I was like, you know what? Maybe they've taken certain things into consideration.
Hustling too hard, huh?
Yeah, but then I started hearing about other people around me who got it, and they are don't need it. So then I was thrown off for, you know. So I don't know why. So, real question, did I get scammed? Did I technically get scammed, or what's the situation? What's the situation?
Yeah, I feel like with no valid excuse, it seems strange. They just said requirements.
Right. And then I feel like now I'm being like needy and what's the word? Like expecting what? Stingy? No. Entitled. Because I'm like, how did I really? You didn't get the free $3,000 for doing nothing, just for filling out a sheet? So what do you think?
That is interesting. Yeah, I feel like you're not being like stingy because everyone else has also the opportunity to get it. So then it's like, why wouldn't I? That would be like frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone gets some free ice cream, but not you. You look like you had too much. Even though you just walked in and I don't know you at all. None for you, sir. Yeah, it's kind of whack.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
yeah, that was the $3,000 story.
Wow. I feel like a $10 million man after that.
Yeah. Now we bounce to your story. So now you pick a topic from your hook.
Oh,
See
wow. For
how
my hook.
I did not think this through, but this is working
Yeah, this is
nicely.
pretty cool. What else did I say? Well, when I was born,
Yeah, start there.
in Boulder,
Open up with your new job.
Yeah,
'Cause
got
that's gonna be a good lead in into
some other
yeah,
stuff.
some other
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, well, I got a new job. I start next week. Man, I feel like we started this podcast and I didn't have a job. And then I said I got a job. And now here I am again saying I got another job. I have a lot of jobs.
Yeah, if you're tuning in like to every single one, this has been a roller coaster.
Yeah, for real.
From his point of view.
Yeah, it's been like a wild... My life just changes a lot, I've realized. I like a routine, as I say, but my life is never a routine. I'm always changing. Look at my resume. Yeah. 3 pages long.
3 pages.
Done it all. Nah, it's only 2 pages because I took a bunch of stuff off.
Needed stuff.
Huh?
Like unneeded stuff.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's not important for this job. I'll remove it. They don't need to know that skill.
Like what? DID Productions? You don't have that on there? Rapper? Like
call center, 2 days.
I'm a professional podcaster. I know how to work mics and cameras. Perfect.
You should see my skills list, actually. It's kind of disgusting. Like, it's like Adobe, you know, Photoshop, 7 years, Illustrator, 5 years. Then I've got Maya, Blender,
Mudbox. That's good.
Ableton Live, Logic Pro X, all my software knowledge is intense. And then it's like drawing, Premiere Pro, video, photographer, freelancer, I'm my own business. And then it's like, can do all these other things.
There
like,
you go. That's actually real good. So that crazy. And then they look at your job list.
Yeah. It's like,
where'd you learn all this?
Yeah, what's going on?
You have all this knowledge and you worked at a lamp store.
Right, sell lights.
Well, yeah,
I'll make some ads for them though.
That's good though. So where are you working now?
Yeah, so screen printing job, doing some graphic work there, embroidery, making shirts, fashion.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Yeah. So you're working at a place to make shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You got DID Drop Zero
coming up.
That's interesting how that works.
Yeah, it's strange how that played out. Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's some business moves incorporated.
Right. Yeah, we'll get some shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Learning the ins and outs too. I mean, they're not just going to be regular shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make the best shirts.
DID Drop Zero coming to you soon.
Yeah, we'll get those right quick. And it's going to be sick. We got some good ass designs. I'm pretty stoked for it.
Yeah.
We crunched numbers today. We made a Google Doc on our free time.
Yeah, we're actually
got like schooled.
Does this count as a business now?
Right. Yeah, we're gonna apply to be an LLC.
Yeah, we might have to.
Yeah, file our taxes.
So get ready.
Yeah, yeah.
DID Drop Zero coming soon. You know,
one-time deal.
One-time deal. This. Yep. We'll get more into that later.
Yeah. Drops are limited.
Yeah. Okay, back to me. New dog.
Oh my god, dude.
New dog. My parents got a new dog. It is a border collie.
Unbelievably cute.
Yeah, puppy. 13. He's 14 weeks now. Cute. High energy. A lot. He's a lot.
Puppies are a lot, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to give him a spank today.
Yeah? Was he like eating your shoes or something? He's
biting, yeah.
Yeah.
I got all these claw marks all over me. Not much, but... He was clawing and biting and nipping, and I had to, you know, show him what's up.
Yeah.
Tell him who's boss. Can't do that. But yeah, first time I've ever had a dog in my life.
That's crazy. That's crazy to me.
And it's not even my dog. It's my replacement
for my parents.
They're getting ready for me and my brother to leave.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But yeah.
I saw that in your Snapchat, and I was like, damn.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I'll have to bring him over.
Yeah, for real.
I think he's going to get big quick, though.
Probably.
So his cuteness. I mean, border collies are good-looking dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah. What people are seeing right now of him.
Not going
to
last.
Yeah, he's going to get big pretty quick. So, back to you.
Saved a cat.
Saved a cat.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what we're all about here at DID Productions.
I was just wandering through the parking lot late at night. It was all cold, and we're like, this cat doesn't have a home. We did all the checks, you know, looking to see if it's been, like, neutered and checked all the lost things.
How'd you check all that in the parking lot?
Yeah. I'm a smart guy. There's a couple of ways.
Dude, you're overqualified in everything.
Yeah. But anyway, so
are you a vet?
My free time. So, yeah, we ended up, like, taking him in for the night, making sure he didn't have anything too crazy. Took him to the vet next day and got him hooked up with a friend. When, you know, got all the shots and stuff, and that's got a home, so. Shout out to
Tyler. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like you are overqualified for a lot of things. Are you going to put that on your resume?
Probably. Save the baby cow once. That was a crazy story.
You said baby cow?
Yeah, save the baby cow. That's a whole other story, though. We'll get there. There's like a group of like four of us. Anyway.
So you're a vet. You are a software engineer. Producer. Rapper.
Yep.
You can sell lamps if
lamp
you need.
Lamp salesman. I can talk about light bulbs all day. What's your base type? How many watts is that? What color temperature do you want? LED incandescent, you want that in xenon. You got that par 16.
Dang, I'm kind of sad.
How wide do you want that to be?
I'm kind of sad that you're leaving that job. You sounded like you were a good employee there.
I was, yeah. They're going to miss me a lot. I'll miss them. Great people. Great folks.
Yeah.
Great little business. I wish them the best.
I need to expand my horizons. Like, every time I talk to you, I'm like, I probably should spread out a little more.
No, like, hiking, I kind of feel bad about it sometimes. Like, my girlfriend and stuff, like, she's worked one job, well, two, and it's like, and I have, like, a lot of hobbies. I do a lot of stuff for fun.
Clearly.
Camera repairman, currently fixing a couple cameras up. But then some people, like, they don't have any hobbies, but it's, like, weird, because if you talk to them, they're like, what are you up to? Watching Netflix.
Working.
Yeah, it's like,
homework.
Got any fun stories from, like, the past couple of weeks? And they're like, I watched a great movie.
Have you seen this?
Right?
That's me. That's what I come here and tell you. Have you seen this movie?
Did you go to your film class today?
I did.
Oh my. What are you guys watching? What are you guys doing?
We are jumping into... So, we're actually making a script off this log line now.
Are you going to make a movie?
We're not making the movie. It's history of cinema.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not like a full-on...
Make a film kind of deal.
Yeah, but... We're doing, like, we're going to have to table read and have to do a scene. And
damn.
It's good. Ours is about, like, we turned it into a conspiracy. We took the log, so you get a random log line that some other student made that's not in your group.
Right.
And our group has to build off it. So, essentially, it's what we are perceiving it to be, and we can do it however we want, even though the log line was, like, about aliens getting... brainwashing kids to rise up against adults through a TV.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And we kind of went a weird route with that, and we're creating, it's like a conspiracy, so the aliens aren't really aliens. It's just the government.
Oh.
We were kind of going like Black Mirror style on it. Yeah.
I like that.
That's the best way I could describe it.
That's cool.
It'll be fun. The group's cool.
Yeah.
It's chill. We have not been getting stuff done.
That's always a good group.
Yeah. We always show up with... It's like how me and you, we always show up with just ideas, and we talk about ideas for the hour they give us, and then we're like, we'll do that next week. And then we show up and we talk about the more ideas. Well, we could do this. We could have this character. We could... And just... So now we're like a week behind, but it's all right.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to end the class with a field trip to the movie theater.
No way.
To watch a film, yeah.
What are you watching?
I don't know yet. Yeah, we don't know. But then we're having a pizza day next week.
Damn,
like,
dude.
These
teachers, film classes are where it's at.
Yeah. I picked the right class. Because this is one that I was hesitant on. I was like, I need the credit up for division. And this one is super chill. But yeah, that's the film class. Did you see the new Godzilla Kong?
I was actually supposed to watch it yesterday, last night.
When it dropped? Did it drop last night or the night before?
Maybe. But I had plans to watch it last night with my girlfriend and her parents.
Wow.
They were going to, like, buy it and, like, we're going to have a little watch night.
It was going to be a thing.
Yeah, we ended up getting back from Denver a little too late.
I haven't seen it either.
I'm so excited. I'm a huge Godzilla fan.
Yeah, we were going to represent.
Put a little something there.
But
don't know the copyright deal there. Godzilla's actually one of the most, like, hard copyright fought things.
Really?
Like, that's why there's almost, like, no, like, fake Godzilla stuff.
Yeah.
Or anything, like, fake apparel or, like, with his name on it. They're, like, super strict about it.
That's why you've been hesitant twice now, because I recommended it the first time. I didn't really catch it.
Yeah.
And then the second time you told me, like, nope.
Yeah.
Because when we run all this ad revenue and we make this few thousand dollars off this episode.
I want to be splitting it with Godzilla, folks.
Yeah, we don't want Godzilla snagging all that off a copyright strike.
You know what I just remembered? I used to have a Godzilla shirt, and I don't know where it is.
Well, we can make one, because we're DID Productions, and we have an apparel company now.
You're so right.
That could be drop one. First drop is drop zero, by the way. Yeah.
Keep track of that.
Yep. That's going to be key when you resell a drop zero shirt for $20,000 here in about a year. Mm-hmm. We're not joking. Bro, they're going to come back to this podcast episode and be like,
look at this. It was right. They were predicting it. This was them before. This is the Simpsons.
They're going to be trying to show, like, their friend, like, who DID is.
Right.
And then they're going to be showing this clip and they're going to be like, I don't get it. Like, they're famous. It is going for $20,000.
Yeah. No, this is before.
Twitch streams. I've been streaming a lot.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. I'm considering, like, I really want to avoid TikTok at all costs, bro. I really do. But, like, there's people around me. I have friends who are also streamers. And they're pulling numbers because of TikTok, because of how the algorithm works with TikTok. Mm-hmm. And then I've talked to you about this with DID, getting more numbers. Not that the numbers matter, because we're all about building society.
The people's brand.
Yeah, the people's brand. Maybe that should be on a shirt. But yeah, TikTok is like, I don't want it, but I'm strongly considering entering that realm just for more reach. Listen. While you're listening to this, whoever's listening to this, don't make me get TikTok. Just share this. Explain who DID is to your friends. Get us out there. And I don't have to get TikTok, and that'll help.
Right.
That'll help a lot.
Sign the anti-TikTok petition.
Yeah. Oh, there was... Oh, society. So I was running today. We were running this morning. And you remember, I told you this earlier. Mm-hmm. But in the morning, when you're running at 7:15 in the morning... And you woke up at 6:45. You're in that still wakening up phase and the woke phase. So you're thinking about a lot. You remember this. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about right now. Listen up. What we're talking about right now is literally what formed DID Productions.
Yeah, this is true. Mm-hmm.
This mindset in the mornings at these runs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is literally what formed and came up with the idea of DID Productions. But you get in this mindset in the morning, still waking up, just overthinking everything, and probably hating life in some
form of, you know.
Yeah, you were good at that.
Yeah.
But, and we were watching people everyone just driving different directions, or the same direction.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pose this question. I'm going to open the floor up.
Okay.
I'm going to open the floor up. So all these people were just driving to work.
Right.
Driving to wherever they work.
Work.
Whatever. Going to their day.
Their lamp shop.
Yeah. Lamp shop, plumbing service.
Right.
The building downtown to work in their office cubicle. School. McDonald's, they have their shift that starts at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
You name it. The Porsche dealership.
Classic.
They're in the suit, you know.
Yep.
And I was just watching. We were running and we were watching and it came up. Like, look at all these people. We're literally spectating people go on their way to be a productive member and contributor to society.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were talking about this, we were also passing an elementary school that doesn't need to sound as weird as that sounded, but we were running by a school with parents dropping their kids off, and here you got these 5-6 year olds walking in to the literal societal system.
Yeah, they're gonna like they're gonna go and they're gonna learn about like firemen and policemen, but like at the most basic level of like something that sounds interesting to a kid that still fits into that corporate 9-to-5, like teacher or like professor, like you're just like feeding it and they're gonna be told like, oh, you go to elementary school to make it into middle school to make it into high school to make it into college so you can get a job and work 9-to-5
so you can be a contributor to society,
so you can do this all again, so you can spend your money at the cafe and spend your time on the weekends watching Netflix and just perpetuating that system and have kids that go to school. Yeah, exactly. Yep,
boom,
it starts early.
What do you think? What do
yeah,
you think?
Yeah, and I mean, it's interesting too, because like even at that point, like in elementary school, you've got kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and you go to art class, you go to math class, you go to social studies. They're like already set up in a system that's periodical. Like you go this class to this time, this class to this time, and that sets you up for so many things later in life. Like that's exactly how college works, or that's exactly how this job works. Like you work this time to this time and doing just this thing. And like you can't expand, like you can't be in math class and be like, hey, but actually right now I just thought of like a really cool song idea, or I just thought of something that'd be really interesting in a social stance. Like you can't bring that up because you're sat in a designated area, even in elementary school. Like they're feeding you, this is the time and place to do this thing, but there's no like intermingling and there's no freedom there. And it's like it's just setting you up to like work a regular job later in life, complete the task in X amount of time in the way I told you. Like,
so would you blame our perceptions of time on the societal system of being like a contributor, like to helping society, being a worker? Would you blame time?
I think time and also just like stuck in our ways. Like the school system hasn't changed in so many years. We still think the best way of gauging knowledge is through a test, and the best way of, you know, like gauging a subject is by setting parameters. But I think we just put too much pressure on like having to learn X, like who was Abraham Lincoln, when did he serve, and what did he say, not like what are the impacts or like what are things around that. And like you don't understand the whole story, and it's because we don't have the time, because we want to value getting a test. We have to have like something proven that we've learned in a standard way for each student. I think it's bullshit. I think school really needs to change. The hours need to change. Subjects need to change. Curriculum needs to change.
Jobs.
Yeah. I think teachers know that too. Like, I don't think the teachers are the issue, honestly. Some of them, clearly, horrible teachers. They're just there because they hate children for some reason. But, like, I mean, they're stuck in it, too. Like, they have to go and report to their superintendent, who reports to the school board, and they have to show those numbers. And, like,
so then now we're getting into the hierarchy of the system.
Right.
So you have the time, the perception of time. You got the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got just the expectations
system. Yeah.
And it keeps it all locked into place to where I'm running over the bridge over the highway, and there's hundreds of people just driving towards the city to take their exits to go to their cubicles
to do the same thing. We've got like sky rises, and it's not like each level is different. It's not like each floor is doing something cool. It's just all the same people checking the boxes to do the same thing, like,
and then clocking out at the end of the day. Even the CEO, like, you move up the hierarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the biggest guy. They might not be working your typical 9-to-5.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still working probably more than the 9-to-5. They're just not on that time
in the office.
Yeah, schedule. Like, what is it? Chronemics. I learned about this.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm a communications major.
Yeah.
So I guess the system's working. Never mind, we take it all back.
They're great.
I learned something. But yeah, like the hierarchy plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you, we work the 9-to-5.
Yeah.
But we're in school, so that way we can either continue to work the 9-to-5 at a higher, like, pay rate, or to get out of the 9-to-5, but really work more in, like, a higher position.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah,
we just get rid of the clock out box, and we show up.
And it's less working towards somebody else's dream, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not, like, building money for somebody else.
And this actually might be a pivotal episode because it's the reason why we're doing this, all of this.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, DID Productions is, you know, we're going to drop some merch. We're not calling it merch. We're releasing a clothing brand.
Yeah.
We're doing all this stuff for fun. Mm-hmm. Kind of like...
And just get out of the system, like the perpetual run of things.
And that's what you guys are. That's what we are. Yeah. That's what we represent. That's what you guys are if you choose to follow us, which if you're here and you're this deep into the episode,
dang,
you're with us. You're
on the glow of.
Yep. And that's what we are standing for, breaking the system. Mm-hmm. And in the thing with the system, which I think is important to note, is you can't break the system just by... like wanting to break it or not noticing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm part of it and I see it.
I still clock in. I'm still going to clock in tomorrow.
Yeah. That's not going to change.
So there's, I don't know, there's a different, it won't be in our lifetime if it does change.
Yeah.
No chance. But I talked to someone else about this and they mentioned, that this is the start, because I think that our generation and the generations coming up after us, they're realizing, more people are realizing the system. Mm-hmm. Like, they know about it.
In New Zealand, they just raised minimum wage to $20 an hour and they're taxing the rich more.
That's wild.
Yeah. Like, the change is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's stuff, yeah. So we'll see the crumbs in our lifetime. Start, but I think
it'll be
a whole new society, a whole futuristic. I mean, if DID gets their hands on it,
you almost had a whole new world.
Yeah,
a whole new world.
If we get our hands on it and we build it how we want to build it, you know.
Yeah,
and I think that's also a flaw. Like, you and me, this is how we're different, because I also at the same time don't mind the system.
Right.
I don't mind going and grinding at work and clocking in the hours just to get the step up on somebody else.
Right.
Versus I think you would rather choose to just...
Yeah.
You don't like it.
Check the resume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good episode. Lots chatted about.
Yeah, for sure. We're back again.
Always back.
Yeah.
Always coming back.
We're just not even going to, like, mention or bring up, like, our time gaps in these. Mm-mm. We're going to do our best to bring the episodes to you every week. And we say that...
every week.
As a sentence, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we say that with... we actually are going to do our best to bring your episode every week if it turns into a month... thing, you know.
It's just been a long week.
It's been a long week. It's been a long 2 weeks, a long three, you know. And it is what it is. So we're gonna just X all of that out, and we're gonna pretend like we picked up, this is episode 7.
Yeah,
right up where, and you just listened to episode 6, and that's what this is. And obviously I think announcements are gonna start going away from this, but I think, you know, the episodes are just gonna roll.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about what we talk about on every episode, to the point where it's like, it doesn't even matter when we show up. You're going to listen. They're all going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool beans.
Wrap it up. Tartat, give us a wrap out. Hold on. Give us something.
If you're in the parking lot and you see a cat, and it's real skinny, and it's meowing a whole bunch, it's kind of skittish, but it's friendly, it's got no tags, check it out.
Heat. DID on the beat. Heat, 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 DID on the beat.